Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
If I can change.
Live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios.
And you can change.
Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Everybody can change.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, it is 7:06 here on this Friday, April 26th. Great to be here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood with Frank Fletcher and Chris Zender. They're talking about deals they're doing all the way through Tuesday. We'll talk about that some more. And, Roger, that Frank has promised to tell us a story he's never told us before. Anytime you hear their story, that Frank says something, he's going to talk about Moonies. I haven't heard the term Moonies in probably 25 years.
Since whenever this story started.
I watched that movie the other day with Brad Pitt in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, they had some Moonies in that deal, but we'll find out.
Oh, right on.
Also, today is Remember Your First Kiss Day. We've never asked Frank Fletcher when his first kiss was. We're going to find that out. And anyway, we appreciate you joining us. Got a lot to talk about. You got the NFL draft that happened last night. You got the Razorbacks playing this weekend. Big matchup down in the LSU in softball and in baseball against the Gators. But let's check in with our man Bo Mattingly, which we always do on Friday.
He's made his mark on college sports media both in Arkansas and around the country. His storytelling abilities on the screen and over the airwaves are unmatched. It's finally time that Bo joins the mayhem. Brought to you by UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. It's Bo Mattingly.
Good morning, Bo.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, Bo. Frank Fletcher.
Frank, good to hear from you. You can probably tell by my voice that something's not right. And I don't know what it's like in Little Rock right now, but if I were to go to one of your car lots here in northwest Arkansas, I'm pretty sure I'd find some pollen just all over the hoods of the vehicles, which is a dead giveaway that I'm going to sound like this for a couple of days.
Well, we have to right off the bat, Frank. Bo was here last night, but turned around and went right back. But he was here for a special occasion. His son Ty is at Fayetteville High School and won an award last night as the best broadcast video editor of the year. And so, well done there, Bo, for Ty. And I know, listen, he's got some pretty good people around him, I think, that's maybe taught him a thing or two.
Well, you know, I can't really take any credit at all for that. Ty's really, I appreciate you saying that, really done his own thing. And about 2 years ago, he kind of got into doing video and production. He's picked up some things, I'm sure, along the way and got to work on some crews with us for shows that we've done with ESPN. But I'll tell you a quick story because maybe somebody needs to hear it. As a dad, I love my kid playing sports. It's fun. He's been doing it his whole life. He's a good athlete. And he was a starting wide receiver at Fayetteville last year. And 3 weeks before the season, he got pneumonia. And a week before the season, he said, I'm not going to play football this year. I couldn't believe it. And they ended up going on to win the state championship. He ended up videoing and editing and doing work behind the scenes for the team that he was going to start for. I couldn't make sense of any of it. So, anyhow, he goes on, does his own thing, ends up winning this award, and he won another one a few weeks ago. We got back from the Sugar Bowl where he was helping us do our college football playoff show, and he said, Dad, I'm going back to football. So now he's back, and he's back at starting wide receiver in spring ball, and then I'm taking it to Little Rock last night to win this award, and sometimes I just think as a parent, we're not always right. You know, it's in his heart. It's what he wanted to do. And, you know, thankfully I had some great advice around me. Man, just support your kid. Love them. And they got to go their own path. But really proud of him for making a hard decision, working as hard as he could at it. And then, you know, seeing a little bit of those, the fruits of that labor pay off a little bit. So we don't always get what we want for their path, but I'm happy for him.
He's a big kid, too. Is he 6'3"? He's a big receiver.
Yeah, he's 6'2", about 185, pretty strong. Here's what happens, Baz. When I go to football practice or a game with him, they say, "Who's your kid?" And I say that one. And then invariably they come back by like 5 minutes later and they said, "You might want to get a DNA test."
Yeah, well, that's, I know you're proud of like me. Speaking of proud, yeah, listen, that's all right. That's all right. Speaking of proud, I was telling Roger, I told Bo last night and Frank about Darren McFadden's talk last night at Wolf Street, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you post-visit, but he knocked it out of the park. Was so good. Rogers awesome. Knows that community well, that sobriety community, and it was interesting. The 600 people there, almost everybody, Frank, was involved, either knew somebody, had been involved themselves. And I was watching them shake their head every time Darren would say something. So I knew what he was saying was hitting all the right marks, that his experience was something that he wasn't just trying to do it on his own. He did go to get help. I love what he said, Bo. I told Frank, he goes, well, because Laura Monteverdi asked him, what was the deal? What was your low point? And he talked about, he said, well, he said, a lot of things happen to make you want to get clean. He said, one, he said, the state of Texas helped motivate me very clearly, because he talked about his two DWIs. And but he was so good. And Frank has stepped in and helped so many people, Bo. Tommy has been very well publicized. He got Tommy and Betty Ford. But I thought for a guy like Darren McFadden, who, you know, you sometimes feel like you're showing weakness by saying, I can't beat this. And for him to come out and knowing, hey, if I put this out there, it might help somebody else. And he talked about, listen, I had to save my family, I had to save my marriage, and I had a problem. It goes all the way back to when he was a teenager. He'd been drinking, and he said he thought he could control it, Roger. And he said, I couldn't. I realized I was living to do that, and I could not be a controlled drinker. I just had to do one or the other. But I thought it was so impressive. And, Bo, you talked about maybe wanting to visit with him and tell that story even more.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as men sometimes especially, but for all of us, I think it's hard to just have self-reflection, look in the mirror. I think we lie to ourselves a lot about what makes us happy, what doesn't. We kind of don't maybe deal with our emotions and things that cause us to do things. And, you know, I think for him, it probably, and for me, in different areas of life, like being honest with yourself and realizing that, you know, there's a lot more to life than what's going to make me happy the next 5 minutes, the next 5 minutes again, and then 10 minutes from now. You know, where's that peace and joy and fulfillment coming from? And when you see somebody like him who's had so much success and you know, everybody knows who he is and arguably the best player ever to play at Arkansas, say there's more to life than just trying to feel good, you know, tonight and tomorrow again I'll do this. I think it gives us all an opportunity to reflect and be healthier. And I just love the D-Mac story. I mean, for him to do that, you know, we watch these guys play sports. What we get to do when we interview them and talk to them is you really humanize them because that's what they are. And we look at them as these bigger-than-life superheroes sometimes. But they're just people trying to figure it out. And I love when we get to see somebody to really come into their own and share that and have a platform to have a positive impact on others.
His mom and dad were there last night, plus two of his sisters and his wife. So it was important for them to be there. He's got 12 siblings, Frank, and he's got 6 kids of his own. And so it's just mind-blowing. But, he was so humble. I've watched him. I've been around him quite a bit now lately, these last few years. And, of course, we have him on the show once a week. And nice to everybody. He's patient with everybody. People come up and, you know, just, you know, hound him like crazy. But he really is a good guy. And I was talking to his parents last night and said he's always been that way, a good kid. And hadn't made every perfect decision. But you like to see a guy that's successful do well. So the other thing, Bo, obviously you have been very busy with the Calipari story with the Hog Pod and Hogs Plus and all that. So I'm trying to keep up with who all you're interviewing. You know, because you're talking to national figures, and sometimes it's you. And so what's been maybe the latest interesting thing that's come out of up there with Cal?
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about the Basketball Performance Center now, the Arkansas Basketball Practice Facility,
yes,
is when you're around there, people look a lot different than they did a year ago. First of all, I went in there to interview the first guy they signed, Zvonimir Ivicic. And yes, he's with the guy they call Big Z 7-2,
right?
And so I'm in the building waiting for him to show up, and we're going to do this interview with him. And I'm walking around the men's side of the basketball practice facility, And they've got a whole women's side and have a whole men's side. So I'm walking around the men's side, and I just kind of walk in the men's offices, and nobody's in there. There's no name on any door. Everything's out. It looks like nobody's ever been in that building. And there's one, and it's just, it's kind of funny. There's one envelope, like a FedEx-sized envelope, but a little bit bigger maybe, and it's sitting on the desk of the receptionist. So I just walk by, and I'm kind of looking in every office, and I can't. There's nobody in there. So I go back out where we're going to interview the guy. We're just waiting on him. And I walk by the receptionist desk, and I see this envelope, and it says, Arvest Bank, Kenny Payne. And I thought, wow, okay, that's the one thing we got. Kenny Payne's coming. And then I find out that's a $900,000. Is that the $900,000 check in there? He's got to be the highest assistant paid coach in Arkansas history in basketball, without a doubt. I don't know if you've seen the reports, but that, anyhow, that's the lone thing that was in the basketball facility. So then in walks this guy, and he's 7'2", and for the record, I'm 5'6". So I said, do you mind if we sit down to do the interview? Because that made eye contact a lot easier. And he was great, and then I start seeing other guys just walking around, and you just say, man, the bodies that are going to be in this building and the roster is just going to look a lot different. And so now you've seen, you know, Carter Knox and Boogie Flam and other big names. I heard Frank earlier talk about the, you know, just excited to get the roster here, and I know everybody feels that, but I think what we thought in the beginning will end up being true, that Cal's going to have an incredible roster at Arkansas, and it's just weird. We might have talked about this last week, but Lawson Blake, the walk-ons, the lone guy on the roster before they start getting these commitments, signees, has there been a time in college basketball where a walk-on who's there to help the team, the entire team left him and the staff. Nobody's there. And he's just there to practice and help the team. And there's nobody. It's a very unique situation, and it's just where we are in college basketball. But, you know, out with the old and in with the new is pretty poignant right now.
We're visiting with Bo Mattingly, brought to you by UAMS Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Frank, I heard, and I shared this with Justin and Roger a couple of days ago, it was told to me that the narrative about Calipari getting a $5 million NIL budget and his money is not exactly accurate, that we may have promised him that, but the money has not been committed there yet. So, of course, you know, Justin, Justin questioned whether that could be true or not. Now, it's not saying you can't say you promised it, but
he put out a post.
The point was, my understanding, what I was told is that Tyson and Warren Stevens, and if it's Jerry, whoever, the money that they promised was for his salary, not for the NIL. And so, Arkansas and Hunter Yurchek still has to do work to raise that money.
I've heard from a very good source that they do not have the money for the NIL. They've got to collect.
They've got to get it. Not to say they can't get it, but the whole thing about, we've got the money promised yet. No, they don't. They got to go out and find it.
A lot of people thought that Tyson them gave him all the money for everything.
Right.
That did not, my sources, that did not happen.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's an interesting thing. It is dynamic to see the guys that we normally would struggle to try to get. Although, again, I mentioned Musselman had a number one recruiting class a couple years ago with Anthony Black and those guys. But just to see how easy it is for Cal, every day he's going to get a five-star here, four-star there, five-star there. And so, that's what Cal does.
Sure he doesn't think it's easy. He makes it look easy.
That's true.
I'm sure he doesn't think it's easy. But, you know, the money thing, too, I think what the difference is the engaged level of donors that are involved now is encouraging, and it's also resourceful, helpful to the program. But the point is, we're living in a world now where, you know, like it's like any other fundraising effort. Look, if you're a billionaire, you're going to give more money than I can to this cause, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't give my $500 or $1,000 if I can. You know, we can't just depend, and I think, on the people with all that money, if we all want to have an amenity, which we consider the Razorbacks to be at the level that some other schools that you're losing players to in football or women's basketball or whatever are getting. And I think as a fan, you have to ask yourself, to what degree do you want to participate? And I think that's the point when it comes to, hey, where's all the NIL money coming from?
Yeah, it's...
Will we ever know that?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, Roger. And funny, we'll have Danny West a little bit later. Frank, I find myself now, when I see us recruiting kids, I see there's an offensive lineman. I saw it in Davenport's article today. There's a 4- or 5-star that we're in the mix with 10 other schools, like Texas. And so now I'm wondering now, every time when we go after a high school player like that, is it every time now we're having to throw in, okay, we can promise you, you know, $100,000 if you come here. I mean, is that...
What does that mean to you if it is?
Is that... It is what it is.
I understand.
Question is asked every...
I know. Is that not crazy?
They weren't asking that before?
Well, that's a good point. There were some. Yeah. I'm sure Alabama was paying players. Yeah, but I'm just saying that's not the most. I'm saying now I think it's almost everybody who's in that 4-star, 5-star categories is saying, okay, what kind of deal can you get me? That's just the way it is. But it's funny how high school it's trickled down. And listen, that was the thing Saban didn't like. Saban was all about NIL, but he was like, would the players get here, improve it on the field, not use his recruiting. He said he never wanted NIL to be a part of that. And I think that's sort of what's happened until something changes, Bo.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if we're just going to talk about basketball, it's a much more complicated deal with football because you have so many players. You know, if we're going to talk about basketball, let's just say that everybody's getting $400,000 or $500,000, okay, across the country, top 50 to 100 players, it's standard. I think what Cal's message has been is you can come here and you can get NIL money, okay, but we're not probably going to get in a bidding war for you. So if somebody wants to pay you $1.2 million to go to, I'm just going to make up a school, Mississippi State, then you should probably go there, because what we're going to do is we're going to get you in the NBA, and then we're going to get you a second contract in the NBA. We're going to prepare you for that. So if you want to talk about life-changing money, let's talk about something real. We'll get you the baseline, but let's talk about something real. And I think that's where you weed out some of the problems that also come along with the so-called NIL.
Right. It is. Last thing before we let you go, it is National Remember Your First Kiss Day. This is I'm not making it up, Bo. Bo Mattingly, can you remember the year, where it happened, and what was the girl's name for your first kiss?
I think it was COVID. I think it was 2020. I think I was in my mid-40s.
No.
I think it was five. I don't know who had the idea at the Christian school that I grew up in that, you know, 5- and 6-year-olds should take naps in the middle of the day. But, you know, I think I was five, and I think that was the same year I got in trouble. My dad was the assistant principal. I think I got in trouble for having a bad attitude when I was five. So I think the first kiss and my first bad attitude encounter, that's my memory. I was five. That's all I remember.
Wow. I tell you, I'm going to be honest.
Do those two things coincide? I don't know.
I was like in the ninth grade. Bo was starting early. We hadn't asked Frank yet. We're gonna get to Frank here in just a second. But yeah, Bo started early.
Basil was in the ninth grade and it never stopped.
I remember
took off from there.
I remember it well. It was a magical moment. I thought, man, this is outstanding. I've been missing out on this the whole time. She was an out of towner. She came in with a church group to sing.
Oh,
she was
like, what's the theme here?
What's the theme here
with you two and your Christian girls?
She was a year or two older than me. I think she was a senior and I was a sophomore. And she laid it on me.
Like a Christopher Cross.
She laid it on me,
Frank. Oh. I thought, holy cow. It wasn't just lips.
I think the better question, Baz, for the rest of the show today might be, when was your last one?
Way to go, Bo.
Touche. Well, Bo, have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Bo.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bo.
It's Bo Mattingly, brought to you by UAMS Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. What a talent to do that guy is. Great talent.
He does the greatest interviews.
And I tell you, what's crazy about that is that people like him up there, that Hogs Plus, even though he's not doing as much of that, he's doing the Hog Pod. But now with the Cal thing, it just invigorated everybody about, you know, hey, what's going to happen? Who's going to be the next recruit here? And who's that? It just You know, of course, you know, Dave Van Horn said, listen, hello, you got a number two baseball team in America. You guys want to talk about recruits. Listen, we'll take a break now and get ready. We got a story that we've never heard before from Frank Fletcher, which is saying a lot with all the years that we've been here. And it has to do with Moonies. If you don't know what a Moonie is, Josh, you know what? Have you ever heard of a Moonie?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you'll have to Google it, and we'll find out what the scoop is there. Is this a Boogie song here?
It is.
What is this? Oh, Boogie Fever.
Bye.
Who's it by, Raj?
The Shylocks.
Who is it?
The Silvers, I think.
The Silvers.
We're just Silvers.
We're doing this in honor of Boogie Flan, who was committed to come to the Razorbacks. What a great name. Great name. You got the NFL draft going on tonight. You got baseball, softball, plenty of activities. You got horse racing going on. It'll only 2 weekends left, Frank. We'll find out what Frank's got to cooking. I had somebody come up to me at the gas pump last night. He keeps walking up to me, and I'm thinking, oh, man. He goes, that Frank's got him a new good filly, doesn't he? Swear to you. First thing he said, I thought he was going to ask for money. He said, that Frank's got him a good filly.
Wow.
I didn't know. So
that guy's listening profiling to the show right now. So what were you must have been dressed like to think that you were going to...
All right. It is 7:30 here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood.
Join the Zone Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs. Justin DJ will give you a preview of Saturday's running of the Oaklawn Handicap and much more. Friday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
The run on quarterbacks came fast and furious last night in the NFL draft. 6 quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks of the evening. First, it was Caleb Williams going to the Bears at number 1 overall. Then LSU's Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders at number 2. North Carolina's Drake May went to New England at number 3. At number 8, the big shocker of the night after signing Kirk Cousins this offseason, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with that number 8 pick. At number 10, it was Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, who went to Minnesota. And then at number 12, it was Oregon's Bo Nix, who went to the Denver Broncos. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Rain and storms will continue to move out of the area this afternoon. Temperatures will stay on the cool side for those of us that saw rain, with highs making it into the mid to upper 60s. Clouds will linger throughout much of the day. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, 2 sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state, with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
Hey, it's David Basil for Edwards Food Giant. On Morning Mayhem, we love talking about family-owned businesses here in Arkansas, and that includes Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. For the past 60 years, the Edwards family has been taking care of Arkansans with grocery stores across the state, and even after 6 decades, they are continuing to grow. But if you ask my mother, Mama Bass, it's not the number of stores in the Edwards Food Giant chain or their amazing meat and deli departments. For her, it's simple: customer service. It's now become one of her favorite places to shop just because of the way she's treated. Of course, the prices are always outstanding at Edwards, and the stores are always immaculate. Then you throw in new additions like curbside pickup and their great website, edwardsfoodgiant.com. It all adds up to make the Edwards experience easy and rewarding. Speaking of rewards, you can also shop, earn, and save with the Edwards Reward Program. Ask about it the next time you visit or read about it online at edwardsfoodgiant.com. And just like a great Arkansas family-owned business, Edwards also loves to give back to their community. Find the Edwards Food Giant nearest you today.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for
for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael
wow.
Pettit Jr.
Well, there it is.
Wow.
Wild.
Woo.
That is the first surprise
hey, now.
Of the NFL Draft, to say the least. The fourth quarterback off the board is Michael Penix Jr. He is a top 10 selection, and he is going to the place that just made a very expensive investment in a veteran quarterback.
Yeah, that was the sort of the big surprise last night. Didn't see that coming.
And, how about this one here?
Roger. Another boogie song? Well, I should see.
It is. It's one of your guys.
Oh, that's a... Is that Merle? Conway, look at you.
Well done, Rod. Well done. You know what the song's called?
And swing her right on. Boogie.
I'm not good with a boogie this year.
What is it?
The Boogie Grass Band.
There you go. It is 7:30. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Roger knocked it out of the park last night at Mainline Sports. Thank everybody who showed up last night for trivia.
We shut it down. They had to call the hazmat people to come in.
Racing is going on today. Justin will be over there today. Frank, I don't know if you heard, they're bringing in an indoor football arena league in Hot Springs. The team over there. Tim Brown is the commissioner of the league. They don't even have a name for it yet, but that's what I think.
Yeah, and I met maybe one of the Iowa owners
last night
with Justin, and they seem pretty pumped.
My mother will be at Riverfront Steakhouse tonight. You mentioned your reservations and all those things, and your special tonight?
Yeah, we'd love for people. My manager, had to go to Puerto Rico to see his mom, and Shapur is in charge tonight. And so everybody knows Shapur. Shapur is large and in charge. That's what I say.
Shapur does a great job. Everybody loves him.
Anyway,
Shapur,
we'd love for you to make a reservation, 371-9000, 371-9000. And we're running a 2-for-60 special.
Yeah, listen, I hear Double R talking about it all the time.
Oh,
it's one of your favorite.
Frank. I had my first kiss at his place.
Yeah. That's where it was. Don't eat lunch. So you'll be really hungry when you go down there, because you can, both of you on a 2-for-60, can tackle the salad bar. There's 28 items on the salad bar for you to pick from, including baby shrimp and all kinds of salads, and you can just knock yourself out. And then you split a 10-ounce, a big, thick filet, cooked any way you want it. And then you get four big fried shrimp. And then you both pick sides. And so you can get the football, baked potato, you can get spinach, you can get mushrooms, on and on and on.
Yes.
And it all comes with the famous hot rolls that nobody else in town has.
And all the butter you
all
want.
The butter you can eat, and a really good time and great service.
I think I want to say, too, before you tell the Mooney story, congratulations to Zippy. Zippy had his first hole-in-one last week. I don't know how you got a day off. I didn't know Frank allows days off at this place, right?
Well, every once in a while, you just got to take a little time.
How about that? You take a day off and you get a hole-in-one.
I mean, what a wonderful feeling.
It was a backward spin, Raj.
Yeah, I mean, if you only saw that shot, you'd think I'm a professional. it was a professional looking shot, and let me tell you, I was with some guys that are good friends of mine, and it was an ultimate feeling.
So tell us the Mooney story. Frank's been doing this show for 17 years with us. We have never heard the Mooney story.
I hadn't heard it either.
Well, it's so long ago. It's unbelievable, but you know, all my life I always look for opportunities, and so I saw these people in the airport, and they had their head shaved and they had kind of a robe on, and so I asked, they were asking for money and they were trying to sell pictures and things, and so I said, you know, at that time I was traveling every day, I was flying every day, so I go through these airports all over the country, and these Moonies were all in there, man, they were pretty, you know, not, I won't say they're strange looking, but they were different.
Yes.
So anyway, I found these pictures they had. They were like, I'm gonna give you a little description. Like they used a professional photographer in the United States to take a picture of a tiger or an elephant or a sunset, but then they sent the photography to Japan, and in the Japanese at that point in time, 30, 40 years ago, put a coating over this picture where it looked like it had glass on it, but it was just a clear coating over the print.
Yes.
So when you didn't have to put glass on this item to sell
right.
it.
Right.
And glass is, number one, expensive, and the most important, glass breaks when you ship it. So my little brain started working, and man, I could sell it. I would sell at Walmart all kind of pictures and frames and every other thing at that point in time. So I thought, this would be a killer. So I go up one of these Moonies, and, you know, he said, you want to donate? And I said, no, I'd like to talk to you about getting these pictures. And he said, you got to be one of us to get a franchise. And I said, well, I'd like to become a Moonie. I said, what do I do? He said, you got to go out to Oakland and go to the camp. So I fly out to Oakland.
No, you do not.
I fly out to Oakland, California, I promise you. And I said, can I just go to San Francisco? You know, you got to go to Oakland. And so I got a cab and went to this address, the bottom of this, what I call a mountain. They may have called it a hill. But I hired a guy to ride me up the top of this encampment on a motorcycle. I gave him $100. He took me up to this camp, the Moonies camp headquarters.
You got to be kidding me.
And so they said, what are you doing here? And I said, I want to become, you know, a Moonie. But the main thing is I need to get a franchise for three states for these distribution pictures. Of these pictures. So they said, well, you're going to have to shave your head. And I go, man, I don't have much hair anyway. That's not going to be a problem.
Right, right.
And they said, you know, you're going to have to work in the airport. And I said, we got airports, right? Don't worry about that. We got airports,
so
right?
You told me you were all in.
So I was all in, and I bought three states, and they sold me the pictures. So I took them down to Fordyce, Arkansas, where I was representing that company, and I was selling Fordyce product to Walmart and to Target and a lot of other people. So I showed it to them, and they said, how much do those prints cost? And I said, they cost like a $16.20, cost $10 just for the picture. He said, man, we're paying 50 cents for that kind of picture. I said, your picture is not like this. This is high style. And they wouldn't do it. So they said, I said, well, will you frame them for me? And so they framed them for me. They didn't want anything to do with it, but they just charged me like I was an outsider, even though I worked for them. And then they shipped me the boxes to Little Rock, and I took a pan and roller set, paint, and painted Fordyce picture frame name off of it, and then I got a stamp and stamped Silverwood Products. And somebody said, how'd you come up with the name of your company? I said, I couldn't think of anything. I walked out in my front yard, and I looked at the street sign in front of my house, and it says
That's
Silverwood.
How you did it. That's
so I wound up owning a company that sold $100 million worth of mirrors and pictures and Silverwood products.
So how old were you when you went out and did the movie deal?
It was a long time ago.
I was
crazy to go on that motorcycle.
That
guy scared me to death.
Well, listen, are you still a practicing member of the Moonies?
So, Josh,
you got street cred.
The Moonies, Josh, years ago, back in the 70s. Right?
Sun Myung Moon.
Yeah, they would, yes, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had those mass marriages, like a 1,000 people would get married. Yeah. And wait, who was it again?
Sung Myung Moon.
And you would go into the airports. You couldn't do that today. You wouldn't let them in, but they would sing and they would have ball heads.
Yeah,
have
all
and,
that stuff, yeah.
And I haven't heard a Moonie reference in a long time.
Yeah, well, that was one of the.
You're a Moonie.
And it was amazing. You know, I wind up getting product that I sold for years and years.
Do you still have any of that, like in a museum or anything?
No.
I'm still paying Moonie dues.
But I tell you, the first time I started showing it to mass merchandisers, you know, these pictures of those animals were just like they were going to jump off the page. And The Boonies had a trick, too, about how they would retail stuff. They would go to an office building, and there would be two people, and they had two pictures under their arm, frame pictures, and they'd go to a receptionist, like on the seventh floor, and they'd say, hey, we just remodeled the fourth floor in a big remodeling deal, and we had, you know, we've done all this work, but we got these four pictures left, and we'll let you have them for $29.95. And they'd sell them, and they'd just go all over town telling them they were the only ones left from this big project.
That's where, Frank, the kind of experiences that you've had have been one of a kind. I did want to ask you, too, before we go to break, Taylen Green, another one of your experiences. That,
yes, sir.
He's your guy. You're going to do an NIL arrangement with Fletcher Dodge, and he's going to be doing some...
Yeah,
some
Taylen things. Green is driving a brand-new Ram that we did not give him. He bought, but he is our NIL representative, and... For you who don't know about Taylen Green, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Razorbacks. And I went to see him in the red and white game. And somebody said, what did you see? And David was there. What I saw was a 35 or 40 yard pass. Instead of it going up in the air in an arc and coming down, I saw a rope.
Yeah.
he's 6 foot six, six, yeah, seven, and he threw the ball and it just went straight like a,
yeah, super strong arm, really accurate with what we saw. And then the other thing is his ability to threaten you with running the,
yeah,
ball. That's,
and of course they didn't let him run except he would dodge people and you could tell he could. Would be wide open.
Yes, that's right.
And
yeah.
But I predict he'll score as many points with his legs as he will with his arm.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so. You just got to hope he doesn't get injured. But he's a real deal, and so we can certainly say that this is the kind of deal that you have to get guys here. Is these NIL deals and all this is all part of the package. And I know you're a big Bobby supporter.
Petrino supporter. I thought we had to have a quarterback to start the year. So.
Well, it takes people like you, businesses like you, just like Johnny Tyson and Warren Stevens and all that, to, because other schools have them. Other schools have, yeah, people that are buying in, and so here's the deal, Roger. Do you think we have a chance? We have an in with Taylen Green to maybe get him to be a weekly call for us during the football season.
I think we have a very good in with that, and I think maybe the Moonies have a quarterback too.
Let me tell you, I got to meet him and his family, and this is not anything to do that he's going to be NIL for us. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and
yeah,
you can tell it was so genuine, and his family was so genuine. I mean, the Razorback fans are going to fall in love with him. I mean, he is the nicest.
Yeah, seems
guy.
Like a really good,
yeah,
young
man.
Yeah,
his mother and dad are just the salt of the earth, and we, like Zip said, we had to have a chance to spend a couple of hours with him. We had lunch, and I mean, they're fine people. They really are.
The other thing is that he's had a spring practice with Bobby Petrino, and he knows what Bobby Petrino can come at you with some heat.
Yeah, he said, you know, Bobby's on him every day about his feet movement and from how he wants to throw from his upper body. I mean, he'll talk to you about Bobby, you know, what he's trying, you know. But the thing is that most people know Bobby Petrino took Lamar Jackson from where no one was recruiting him, and they got him. And
yes,
you know the story of Lamar Jackson now, and he's probably one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
And so they all respect what Bobby did with him.
When we come back, we'll hear about the deal of the day. We'll also hear about Frank's first kiss. I'm seeing Roger, a lot of some first kisses are
was
coming.
It in Oakland?
Was it in
your
Oakland?
First kiss?
In the Mooney deal.
Huh?
Roger, when was your first kiss? How old was Roger for his first kiss?
I think I was... Maybe 9 or 10.
9 or 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where
buddy am I? We're still friends.
We
don't know.
Never know.
Cub Scouts.
661-1037 is the text line if you want to be a part of the show. It's 7.
I think it was behind a brick wall. 9 year, 10 year, maybe 9 years old.
You ever see that person?
No, I don't even know what happened to her.
Yeah.
I think we moved out of the neighborhood. They moved out
of
the neighborhood.
I have the picture of the girl after the
picture. Well, you were in your teenage.
I'll show Frank. What do you see my hair and how my hair looked back then? I had the fro style.
But I do remember my last
She year. Made my heart flutter there for a few minutes.
I bet she did. I bet you made hers, too. I think I've seen that picture.
I think
she had long, straight hair? Was it like Crystal Gayle?
No.
Okay.
7:45 here at Fletcher Dodge Crush.
Call me a rat, call me what you will. Roger Scott for Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Only 2 weekends left of live horse racing at Oakland. The excitement continues through May 5th, 2024. Round up your family and friends and head to Oakland for an unforgettable experience. Hotel rooms and reserved seating at the races available now at Oakland.com. And here's something extra to get your heart racing. Oakland Sports. Sign up now and earn up to $1,000 in bonus bets. It's easy. Create your own sports account, deposit, and make a bet. If your first bet loses, we've got you covered with a bonus bet of equal value up to $100. And it's all yours for the first 10 days starting from the day of your initial deposit. Depositing and withdrawing easier than ever with new funding options, including Apple Pay and Venmo, along with other convenient methods like debit and credit cards, PayPal, VIP ACH, and on-site cash. And mark your calendars for the headliner entertainment coming to the Oakland Event Center. From Terry Fader to Tracy Lawrence, book your stay and make your plans to visit Oakland in beautiful Hot Springs. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
RJ Hawk here with Chris Roberts from Southern Bank. And Chris, you know, we've talked so much about that hometown feel and what it's like at Southern Bank. But if you're a commercial investor, they need to come talk to you.
We're involved with a lot of customers that have projects across the United States. Those projects can be some of the biggest projects you would see in your communities. So really, there's no project that's too large for us to look at.
If somebody's interested in learning more about what Southern Bank can do for their commercial investments, how do they get in touch with you?
You just pick up the phone and call me at 501-424-0900. Just love to talk to you about your project, see what you've got going on, and see how we can be a help to you.
And you talk about being a help. You really invest into your commercial investors by helping them through the process, looking at things to look out for along the way.
I like to think we can throw things off of each other, listen to different viewpoints, and come to the best decision.
If you want to learn more, go online, bankwithsouthern.com, or call Chris, 424-0900, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off Exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
See shelter agent Monica Reiners in North Little Rock, Larissa Callie in Bryant, or Chris Allen in Stuttgart.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join Fitz Hill, the doctor of football, each Thursday night at 7 for the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. The doctor of football will keep you up to date with the latest recruiting analysis. Brought to you in part by Ortho Rehab, Express Airport Parking, Diamond Medical, Blue Train, and Authentic Manhood. Only on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios, Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Jacksonville Jaguars were on the clock, 17th overall, but they traded down as Tony Khan becomes the first ever NFL executive in a draft room, shaking off the effects of a pile driver he received on national television in a wrestling ring the night before. Such is life when you mix AEW and the NFL. Tony Khan, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there.
Little AEW reference, Roger and Josh.
Did you all see that last night? So Tony Khan had a neck brace on because he took a pile driver the night before in a storyline. And so he was keeping up with the storyline by wearing the neck brace in the draft room.
He's cross-promoting. Let me tease you, fellas. We are getting ready to have a connection with
AEW, All Elite Wrestling.
AEW. Yeah, so we're getting ready to have a connection. I'm not allowed to say yet, but Josh, it's another. Is it TNT, TBN? What's the
TNT and TBS are the two channels it's mainly on.
Yeah, so we're going to have a connection there. So it's not WWE, but they've got some notable names on there.
Yeah.
We are here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Melinda Mayo, and I mentioned this earlier, sent us a text. Melinda, we mentioned this earlier. The new UAPB coach, basketball coach for women, is Erica Leek, which you may not recognize the last name, but she was the former wife of Jermaine Taylor. And she is taking over for UAPB. A lot of people excited about that. She was a star player. Yeah. She played in the WNBA. I think she was at Louisiana Tech. So there are a lot of folks excited about that.
Congrats.
Listen to this, Frank. So last night, you had three quarterbacks taken, first, second, and third. You had Caleb Williams from Chicago, Jaden Daniels from LSU, really good kid, obviously down there, Jim Washington, and Drake May at New England. That's happened four times in the history of the NFL, the first three picks were quarterbacks. One was 2021, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance. Another was 1999, Tim Couch. Remember him at Kentucky?
Yep.
Donovan McNabb and Achilles Smith.
Oh, wow.
Last night was one of them. But the other one, Frank, was 1971.
Okay.
Now, Roger.
How many quarterbacks?
There were three. Right. And I'll tell you, two of them are iconic.
Yeah.
Two of them are iconic.
Okay.
One of those is in the NFL Hall of Fame. One of them is the College Football Hall of Fame. If he'd have been on a good team in the NFL, he'd have been in the NFL Hall of Fame.
You got no one.
So one of them is Dan Pastorini.
Okay.
Remember him? He played played with the Houston Oilers.
Oilers, yeah.
So you take a guess on either two. I'll give you him.
Yeah, one of them is...
Arkansas played against both of them.
Yeah.
The Razorbacks played against both of them.
Yeah.
Any idea, Frank?
These are the USC...
Went
to the Raiders. He went to the Raiders.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Give his name. Come on. Help him out, Frank.
I can't believe it. He's won two Super Bowls with the Raiders.
He played for Stanford.
Right.
When
his parents were blind.
They came in and beat Arkansas.
Beat us over here.
War Memorial.
First name initial.
J.P.
Oh, my.
Jim Plunkett. And then the other one was a guy that our friend Bruce James played against. Let's just say many of us called.
Oh, got it.
Who?
Archie
Manning.
Yeah.
So you had Jim Plunkett number one, Archie Manning number two, Dan Pastorini number three back
in 1971.
Pastorini
in the Hall of Fame?
No.
He's not in either?
I don't think so.
So just Archie's in the pro.
Archie's not in the pro.
Oh, he's not in the pro
college.
Either?
No, just Jim Plunkett is in the pro.
When did he make the pro? When did Plunkett finally make it?
Somewhere in the last couple of years, last two or three
years. That just slipped my mind. Okay.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this question. So what happened to the Chicago quarterback from Ohio State?
They traded him to, where did he go, Josh?
Steelers.
He another good quarter. They went to the Steelers. So you got the guy that went from Denver.
Russell Wilson.
Wilson.
So you got both of those guys. Yeah, that's what I said. Justin Fields was the answer a couple years ago.
Well, I know. He was pretty fast.
2021, they got rid of him in less than a few years.
You have an injury or something, and he's gone.
Yeah, now they're putting all their, the money on Caleb Williams. Of course, Lincoln Riley is the quarterback whisperer. He's, seems to. Real quick, too. First kiss. What? How old were you? Where were you at?
The worst one I remember, I used to have an aunt that was really good looking.
What?
Go to break now.
Go to break.
I had to go to Lonoke to see my aunt when I was, 10 or 12 years old.
Yes.
And she was, big, tall woman. And she put a big smack
what?
On me.
No!
I was pretty excited over that.
Listen,
my first girl kiss was... About in the seventh grade, I was playing basketball, and I think I scored 4 points or something. Anyway, she asked me to drive to Yorktown. I was playing in Grady, so I had to get in the car and go to Yorktown and get in behind her house before her parents found out. And we got a big kiss.
Got a big kiss
in Yorktown.
So, do you ever see her? You ever run into her anywhere?
Oh, I was there the next day.
Well, I knew that. I'm talking about over the years.
I think.
Do you remember her name?
No.
You ever tell anybody about
that sissy? I don't remember her name.
Well, I was about to say, has that ever come into conversation with Judy? Judy
and I had a significant kiss. I'll say this, that we have witnessed to. I was taking flying lessons when I was in high school, and Judy was a cheerleader, you know. So I was really proud that I was able to fly. I got my license. I was able to fly a Cessna 172, which is a single engine plane. So I asked her to go riding with me, and I had this guy named Mazzani in the back seat, and he's just a buddy of mine. So we were flying around, you know, like at 4,000 or 5,000 feet, and Judy and I, you know, I just
started kissing.
What a hero
Good
I was.
Lord.
So we started kissing.
In the plane.
You know, there's no such thing as automatic pilot.
Good Lord.
And the boy in the back seat was watching it, and he wasn't diving, but it was, he watched it go to 3,000 feet.
Yes, yes.
And we were in a
Good Lord.
Full fez lock, and he clapped me on the back of the head. He goes, "Hey, buddy, I don't mind dying, but would you mind pulling up just a little bit?"
Wow. All right, so wait a minute. So you joined the Moonies. You kissed an ant, but you won't tell us about that story with you and Basil, the wheelchair story and all that.
I want you to get that out of the way.
Get that out of here.
That's amazing. So, Frank,
that is fantastic.
Frank, having fun. Just with about a minute to go, remember, everybody's got great deals here today, up to 10,000.
Yeah, but one thing I haven't touched on is 0% for 72 months on the Rams. It's the 24 Bighorns. They stick the incentives where the heavy stock is. I looked in Dealer Connect yesterday. There's not many Bighorns out there. We moved to the 25 Rams, where we just got those in, but the biggest difference is it's not a V6. It's an inline 6 turbo, 25 miles to a gallon on these 25s, and they got more towing. But if you're wanting the Hemi motor, there is no more. You can't order one for a truck or anything. So if you want one, come get one. It's 72 months at 0%. Before COVID, that was the best deal coming along, and right now it's the best deal by far. If you need a truck, you want a V8 crew cab four-wheel drive, just come in and give us a chance. It's 72 months at 0%. You're not going to see it after this Tuesday. So just come in and give us a chance to earn that business.
Well, 0% for that many months, you're going to save you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the inflation is. That is a fantastic deal outside of everything.
Also, when we come back, we'll find out about, horse racing continues. Only two more weekends at Oakland, and we'll find out some of about your new filly. The other, have you guys heard the story about this bizarre story about this attorney who tried to rob
Wells Fargo deal.
ATM.
I don't know if it's Wells Fargo, but you know what I mean.
It's a national story that happened here yesterday in Sherwood.
Yes. He stashed a bicycle.
So this happened here?
Yes. Yes.
There's an attorney.
Yes. All right. 8 o'clock here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler
Ram
in Sherwood. Don't go away.
It's a good day to be in Arkansas. You know why? The Lotto jackpot is now more than $1.5 million. And the best part? The winning ticket can only be sold in Arkansas. Maybe today. Maybe even to you. Can you imagine? There's a jackpot drawing every Wednesday and Saturday night. So your next chance to win is coming up very soon. Try Lotto today for only